Great prayer we had, right? Amen. Church, you have no right to miss prayers. Of course, the room was full like never before. I was shocked. Why? Because there's thirst, beloved. Our backbone of our church, of our center, is prayer. Everything is built on prayer. If you think that the Sunday service is the most important, no. Friday prayers, worship is most important. Worship and prayer. And this is just an outcome of prayers. Everything that we do is an outcome from what happens here on Fridays. So welcome, those of you that were not here before. So, beloved, that's why we're moving. That's why God is opening up heavens. That's why everything continues to grow. So, beloved, we will go into the Word today. Today I want to talk to you about a very interesting, very unique message. It's called Playing Roles. We'll go somewhere today. This sermon will be connected to my previous ones because I was sucked into the message of the call. Often I have to wrestle God so I shouldn't, not speak about the call, so I would preach something else because as soon as some sort of visions end or again revelations come and they come into and they lead me to the call where God is moving, the strategies and where we have to be. So, beloved. So, today we will look into a very unique message, and what I will say today, maybe it will be somewhat funny, but I'll say this. It's a sad picture. So, my message today is called Playing Roles. Someone gave us an opportunity to play a role in this life. I understood this once I started to leave the system. You understand me? You know that in this world, there is only two structures. Two ways. It is the kingdom of the ruler of this world, and you could clearly see that's where Jesus was tried, tempted by the devil. He clearly speaks about himself. He says, this is all whose? Mine. You hear me? You know, there's only two structures. The second one is called kingdom of life, God upon this earth. Oh, give God glory. Hallelujah. Either you want it or not, all of us were born into the system and into the kingdom of ruler of this world. You know, for Jesus, he needed to fight with the ruler of this world. You hear me? So he will be, outside the system. Bow down. No, I will not bow down. Christ needed to do something to totally disconnect himself from that role that the devil had for him. Beloved, we're all born into the world. Oh, today we will shake something. Today something will fall down and crack and someone again will hate me. Welcome. That's okay. We're used to that. This is normality of our life. So, playing roles. There is this huge theater that's called ruler of this world. He gives out roles. He also gives roles to the churches, to regions, to families, and to communities. If you think that because you are in a church, you are not under the influence of the ruler of this world, you are sadly mistaken. Today I will bring this clear dividing line, and you will find out either you're playing a role in the big theater of the devil, or you're in the process of exodus into the kingdom of the life God. There is no other way. You cannot say, I'm not playing this game. You're already playing it. Your role is now playing a game. Does anybody understand me? No matter what you make up for yourself right now, it has been already, written by the devil in his theater. And this theater was sold by Adam. Let's just say the devil created this theater. Freedom was given out. Happiness was given away. Life was given away. And when the devil, hear me, listen, look right now, not at the people and those people that sit in churches and with their one-track mind, they're looking onto the outside. Why don't you take a step back and look with the eyes of Christ at what is happening right now with the eyes of God. All of us were born onto this earth, isn't it so? so. We all have been given our roles, like a script to play. And we'll go somewhere today. You know? I started to find these things out once I was starting leaving. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why is it they don't want let me go from this theater? I don't understand this. Somebody understands me. Somebody doesn't. Somebody for sure understands me. Beloved, today we'll get somewhere. Playing roles. Your sister, you lost your role. You're not going by the script. What are you allowing yourself? We did not allow you to think this way. You are thinking this is people? No. Behind these people, what is standing behind all of these roles and plays, it is an invisible power. It is called the ruler of this world. People do not understand, and they play this theater, and they think that my family serves God. You are a pawn in the theater of the devil. How is that? I will explain it to you. Hold on. Buckle up. It's all good. To leave the theater of the devil. Oh, some understand what it means to leave the theater of the devil. Oh, beloved. Oh, we'll go somewhere today. So, someone seriously started to make sure that I would never leave this big theater. Is that familiar picture? As soon as you start saying, you know what, guys? Can I go for a week to encounter? No. We never had this in the theater before. You know who resists the freedom and the joy? The ruler of this world. And those that are playing in his roles, by his script, ministers, pastors, denominations, that said, no. Don't you even dare go there. Why? Because we never had it. We don't know what encounter is. It's not of God. Beloved, wake up. You think that you were born into the Christianity and automatically that saves you from the kingdom and ruler of this world that takes you out of this theater? You have to go through hell to come out of this theater so you could stop playing these ridiculous roles. You have to go through hell. Oh, some don't understand what I'm saying here. What do you mean? Once you start leaving, you know, this theater, you'll start to understand. Somebody understand me here? Amen. Oh, let's move on. I love this message when Daddy told me this message. I just loved it. I love these messages. We always talk about the call. You know, we're all talking about the life, happiness, about... it's the same thing, but today... We're talking about roles that have been written out. And you know that for the devil, he has a role not only for you, but he also has it for your children. He's, you know, taking care of everything. We are born into his kingdom. If you never left, how do we leave? Oh, we'll talk today how. If you never left, you will have to leave. Or for the rest of your life, you will be stuck with this cheap, you know, role in the devil's theater, and you'll continue to live, be jealous, hating at the same time while God has great call for you. But you cannot be that person that God wants you to be in that theater. You have to leave that theater. Yes, sometimes it's losing everything and everybody because that is your role. To lose your name. Why did God give other names like Sons of Thunder? Because the devil called you this, but I am repainting the picture. And so you're no longer Saul. You're Paul. Beloved, we have to understand right now, you are not a liar. You are Israel. You know that in the theater, when they were born, when Jacob was born, his destiny, his role was already written out. Peter was already, he was called a liar. Manipulator. This is your role, Jacob. This is who you are. And once he encountered God, beloved, he had to go through hell. He came back, you know, because his hip was damaged. And he was no longer Jacob. He was called Israel because he accepted a destiny from God. You will also leave and you will also have some sort of damage until you receive your name in the call of God. Does anybody understand what I'm saying here? Playing roles. I am not playing. You know why people hate me? Because I don't play their games. Amen? I don't want to do this. How is that? Well, you know what? I'm not planning. I'm playing these games, you know, and you can call me rebellious. Amen. In your theater, I will be rebellious. Yes, in your theater, devil, I am rebellious.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Someone started to make sure that I would not leave this huge theater where someone wrote this nice role for me. And those were not people that would surround me. Behind the roles, there was an invisible power. And in this theater, you know, people would live by this, you know, nicely written scenario. And communities would live like that. And I'm telling you again, even though you're a Christian, or a believer, we are all in the system of this world. Church, it is born in the system. Have you ever went through hell to come out of this role? As soon as you leave this role, listen here, everyone starts to know you. Why? Because right now, Act 4 is on stage and you have to shut your mouth. And for some reason, you're speaking. And all the actors are looking at you and you're like, quiet, quiet, quiet. What are you saying? This is not your role. This is not what you're supposed to do. Vasily has to stay quiet, and he says, no, I have to live. No, no, no. Look, look at the play. Look, you know, you don't want to live. You want to be depressed. You want to live with a hidden sin, hit your wife, and, you know, be an adulterer on the side. This is what your role. And Vasily's sister says, no, I want life. And the other actors say, no, that's not how it is written. We have to. Okay, that's it. You're leaving the theater. We are kicking you out of the theater. Now, somebody understands me, right? You know, no, no, no. We can't do anything with him. We cannot just, you know, bring him a warning. We have to throw him out because now he follows Shapovalov and there is no salvation for those. What do I have to do with any of this? People in my face, for instance, they saw an image of somebody who is thirsty for freedom and they're hungry for God. I don't want to play this theater, this big game, because I don't like any of it. I am unhappy with this theater. You and you and you and all the rest of you. I want the destiny from God that is indescribable, so unique, beautiful. So I wake up in the morning and praise God and go to sleep and be happy. Oh God. God will deliver some of you and masses of those that are listening and watching us right now. Beloved, games, playing roles. I remember my role. A sad, sad role. When they would tell me to sit down, I sit down. Get up, I get up. Shut your mouth, okay. And then I understood, whoa, what is this? What is this reason? Why do I have to play these games? What do I do now? Get married, okay. And then what? Right now, middle-aged, so I'm supposed to get bald now, depressed, and I'm supposed to look at girls that are younger than my wife. What? This is not your destiny. What? The play? Who wrote that play? Who imagined this? Who came up with all of this?
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How can you separate reality from the fake? How can you separate? Why are they saying, you're crazy. Why do they say this? How can you separate reality from fake? Because everything that you were born into and you live in is all fake. You don't know where are hot or cold because everything that you had in your life was cold. And you don't know. And people are worried and say, don't go there, don't listen. Too late. People want to have exodus. Even without the sermon, they're sitting, and then the inside, something is telling them that something is wrong, something is wrong. I don't see myself here, something is wrong. He's telling me this prophecy, and it's not me. Is there any normal people that can think for themselves? This is not mine. Why are you feeding me this stuff? For instance, you tell me to marry this person? God told me to marry this person? No, no, no. You know what? You know, the devil has different plans. You know, he makes sure that you will have a child out of wedlock, that you'll be kicked out of church, and then they'll marry you, and you will be, like, looked, you know, badly upon yourself. People will look at you in a weird way just because you've done something wrong. This is the play that has been written for you by the devil. And somebody said, I will not play these roles the devil has came up with for his theater. I will not be poor. I will not be poor. I will not be destroyed. I will not be cursed. I want freedom. I don't want to be Jacob. I want to receive my name. I don't know yet. The Father will tell me who I am. For Jacob, he told him that you're Israel. Beloved, you have a destiny from God. If you say, I don't want to live here or there, you're in trouble. You're playing this role in the theater. If, for instance, you're an atheist, then it's a role. It's your role in the theater. Your role is being an atheist. It's all been written out. You know, you understand this when you take a step back and you see and you say, Lord, look at this huge theater and everybody's playing such great roles in it. And you just try go against the play, how it was written. And they'll say, I don't understand. Who are you? Leave our church. You are in the way. It has all been written out. And you now, you come here and you're smiling. You know what? We don't smile here. Shut your mouth. It is not written in the play. You know, it is written that you're supposed to be depressed because her children are in the world. You're not supposed to smile. Why is she smiling? Take her out of here. She is irritating me. Oh, beloved. When I was living by this play that was written for me, you know, nobody needed me. When you're in the theater, you're playing your role. The interesting thing is, everybody could care less about you. People who just misuse you and abuse me, people who spit at you, have nothing in common with you. Or if they do, they just like, let's watch football, well, let's watch a movie, let's order pizza. What is this working? Wake up, go to work. How did I find out that this was all a big theater and all of these are just roles in this big theater? You start, you know, start and try changing the schedule in the theater and try and say, Pastor, I want for fire to come onto this earth. Oh, who do you think you are? In theater, you're supposed to be quiet. For me, beloved, I have a role for you. In about 5 years, right now, you have to sit down. And this person starts to raise up. And they tell him, you are rebelling. Yes, of course, in your theater, where for all of your members of your church, you have roles. And you are a king in your world. And God have mercy, somebody who's wiser than you appears, because and then you're going to rip his head off. Crush him. You're the only smart one. No one needed me in that theater when I was living there. I was just playing my part, and nobody cared about me. But as soon as I said that something is wrong here, and that I want to live my role and leave this theater, in a strange way, you know, those people that I did not even know, they started to go against me. I started receiving letters, prophecies, phone calls. Does that make sense to anybody? Don't leave, don't leave. You know what the devil does? He pushes all the buttons because we are losing a good actor. He had a great role. That says the Lord, the devil, the devil, the devil. What kind of devil? That's the devil. That's the devil who turned on that button. And now there's a role being played. It's not a prophecy from God. It is demonic sickness that, you know, people need deliverance from that. And you say this, yeah, I mean me, I will receive my destiny from God and only from God. I have no right to tell you this, nobody. Yes, I might receive an information, and upon this information, go to Daddy and receive things from him. Roles in the theater. He started to push all the buttons. He started to fear. Some strange way, When I was 18 years ago, while I was still a nobody, and by simply saying, Lord, I am tired. I am giving you 2 weeks. I cannot live like this. This is all horrible for me. I did not understand what I was doing myself. I just threw an ultimatum to God, and he said, finally, somebody wants to leave this theater. You know what? The whole huge church was focused upon me. They told me, don't go to his house. The pastor came and said, don't go there and pray there. This is not of God. All the prophets would say, no, 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 no. When nobody would listen to them, they would come and visit, and they pull out kids out of my house, and those kids that wanted to stop playing this sick, dirty game, and they wanted God. They were tired of playing devil's games. Church is taken over by this world, is taken over by the ruler of this world, and it does not understand. And those people that leave into the freedom, you know, the whole structure goes against them, the whole system goes against them. You know why? Because you're not only leaving, you are taking others with you. If you would just go out and just shut your mouth, it's all good, but you are moving further. It's like some sort of virus. We have to stop. And everybody, you know, Sanhedrin would come and get together and speak, oh, let's stop this virus. Everybody's following Christ. And then everybody's following the disciples. And you know what? One smart guy rose up and said, you know, you understand, if this is of God, you will not be able to stop it. If it is not of God, it will stop by itself. So relax. Listen here. We are changing the rules of the game. What are you thinking about yourself? I just don't want to play the games. That's it. I don't want to play this theater. Just to live freely with my own mind. Wear, you know, sneakers. This is my life. And I want to enjoy every single day of my life and not playing a role for some sort of person, you know, so they could like me. I like myself. Yeah, I'm not full of myself. I am just a person that has my own taste and my character. Welcome into the destiny from God. Be yourself. You know why people constantly tell you, oh, look at yourself, look at the way you're dressed? Because they don't dress that way in their theater. They have a uniform. In the theater where there's roles, you cannot dress like that. Women, you look at you. You know how women dress in our theater. You know that for you there's a role, and then there's this moo-moo dress, and there's a destiny for you. Big destiny. Daddy, this is such a good message, and I'm running out of time. In some strange way, people that I did not even know, they started to go against me. The whole structure started to go against me. Why? Because the devil knows, you know? Satan fears those people that left his theater. For him, that's horrible. You know why? By leaving, you know, those people that left their, you know, senseless roles, because those people are, they live without the system of this world. They live out on the outside. You know what religion is? Religion is a role for the church in the theater of the devil. Religion, it is his imagination. If you want to find out how the devil imagines the church in his kingdom, go into religious church. This is the plan. You know, he says, this I do not fear. So let's continue praying, brothers. You hear me? When you open your mouth, you go into fasting and say, I will scream and cry till I go, you know, open up the heavens. Now you're a problem, dear sister. You can't do that. You know what? They will tell you when to pray. Because the role, according to the play, it says we have to sleep and eat pastries with milk to get fat and then to get the spirit of depression and be rejected. So not a single article of clothing will fit you. So then you will come up to the mirror. Not only do you not want to pray, you don't want to live. So welcome to the theater of devil. Hallelujah. As soon as you start to do what I, for instance, did, you'll have the same result. All the actors of that theater, they will go against you. They will go against you. You have no chance. And people say, I will quietly leave. But if you have no, if you live like on an island and you're by yourself, there's only monkeys around you. I mean, yeah, that'll work. But even, you know, even those monkeys might rebel against you. Does anybody understand me here? I'm speaking in a comical way, but... All the actors of that theater, they will go against you, and I practically guarantee you that they will call you rebellious and betrayer of the theater. And other names. Because you are in the way and you are destroying this play that somebody wrote. They will come out against you, those that are not free. The free, those that are free, they'll say, hallelujah, great job. Let's move on into the future, brother. Those that are free, they don't care. They are not playing roles. I'm not talking only about religious churches right now. I'm talking about bars, restaurants. The devil has drawn a picture for you to play a casino, for instance, you know, playing these machines, or to eat and overeat and overeat. Everybody has a destiny. Why? Watch TV nonstop until your eyes fall out of your sockets. Everybody has destiny. You know, it's good theater. It's comfortable for your flesh. Someone has to buy every single, for instance, stamp. Why? That's his destiny. He has to collect everything. $1,000. Or, for instance, you know, fishing hooks. Abraham Lincoln used to fish with this hook. I have to pay money for it. Well, you know, did you fall off a high rise? Can you understand that you have something? You know, you don't have to have this routine, this horror, the same thing over and over, over and over. There is no light. You are playing this game in a big theater. Yes, you're so close, you're so close. Right next to you, you have a free person. You know what that person will do? He will irritate you because he's smiling. You will complain, why are you smiling? You're irritating me. In this theater, everybody feels good. I mean, feels bad. Everybody has bad mood. Everybody's crying. Today, it's a day of tears. Oh, I will tell you. There was times. Theater. Ew. And when you come and there and you say, you're a liar, you can't even cry for real. Not only are you playing a role, you're a bad actor. You can't even cry professionally. You don't want to cry. You know what? You're just playing a role. You're pretending that you're crying so you can get out and go fishing. What are you talking about? The important thing is not to die before you repent. You have to repent in time. And the other thing is not to be caught, and because not only do you fish not by the right rules, you don't have a license to fish. You're playing this big role. Remember, people that are not free, they will go against you. Those that are free, they will bless you. The slaves of theater, they will go against you because you are in the way of their lives. Your words bring chaos into their comfort. Your actions, you know, are speaking against these roles. And you start to think, and there, why do I have to think? Why do I have to think? Why did I listen to this? Now I start to think. Now I come into church and I see things in different lights. My church irritates me now. Because all that Shapovalov, where Sneakers preaches about, I wish he would not preach that. Now I have to break the city that I listened to. Process has started. That's it. You started seeing and you're thinking, Lord, where am I? What is this? I don't understand. Why am I doing this? Why do I have to do this? Why is he looking at me this way? Why are they looking at me this way? Because right now, in this theater, you have to play a role. And you're like, doing this. And everybody in the theater are watching you. What is this? That's not what is written in the play. Brother, first of all, we will talk to you in a nice way. If you will not come into yourself, come into your senses, and you will not work according to the play, we will fire you from this theater. And we are being scared. People scare us, like in the same time, like in the time of apostles of Christ. As soon as somebody would find out that they would confess Jesus, what would they do? They would throw them out of their synagogues, out of their, you know, religious clubs. You know, it's dangerous. Oh, I love the Bible. And there's masses of people in here that they did not play the roles. Masses of people. You know that Anna, she had a play that was written by the devil. She was barren. It was called Barrenness. You, Anna, you have to cry, die unhappy in depression. Anna said, no, it will not happen. She started to repaint or rewrite the whole picture. You know, we don't know the other wife or her husband. We don't know any of the other children. We know Anna and who she gave birth to because she came out of her theater. You want to be known by millions. You want to be heard. You want God to move through you. Come out of your theater. Throw out this, you know, silly role. Yes, you'll have to go against everything and everybody because that is a role. And you have, you know, you're very deep in there, in that theater. Why often is it so hard to separate yourself from that theater? Because roles are written out in the theater. Because right now, I have to be, for instance, come to my brother's wedding, and he's not inviting me because I'm not playing their theater. I'm no longer loved. And, you know, and I cannot have a piece of the cake from that wedding. Because I'm not playing their theater. Yes. You know what? We're not even going to give you an invitation to the wedding and to our theater. I want you to understand, church. I understand that I will be understood only by those that are sick of playing these roles, that are tired of these casinos, of these horrible religious, you know, churches that have sad plays. You know what will happen tomorrow. You know that he will preach that. Aren't you sick of it for 30 years to listen to this garbage? Why? Why are you so quiet? Inhale, inhale, exhale. It's all good. We're home. Hallelujah. To be yourself. Not to play these roles, beloved. You need to be yourself. To be yourself, that means to become an individual. But in the theater, there's only one individual, and that's the devil. He tells you who you have to be. He tells you where you have to go. What is that in our theater? Individuals? Individuals in our theater? Throw them out. Look, he started to think for himself. It never happened like that with us before. You know why majority of criminals, that's statistics, go and check. Majority of, majority of them, why do they go back into prisons? You know why? Majority of those that have been in prison for some sort of period, you know what? They're called prisoners for life. Not only do they don't get there by accident. They want to go back there. You know why? Because there. There's a game. It's a theater. You know, it's a criminal theater. They have their own roles there. You're a woman, you're a rooster, you're a man, you're a pencil. Listen. When they get into the freedom, they can't do anything with it because here now you have to think for yourself. And now you're nobody special. You're a nobody now because you have no money, no influence in this world. Now you have to quickly go back, break something or beat up someone, steal cars and get back into your comfort zone. Hello, guys. Hello. How are you? How's life? All good? good. You know, here's chocolates for you and for you. It is all written out. This is the play of our lives. Why are they sitting there years and years in these horrible churches, and they know what the choir is going to say? And they know that this brother right now will fall asleep on the 13th minute, and the 15th minute he's going to start to snore. And he knows the role of everybody. This grandma always falls off her chair, and this grandpa starts to write poetry, and she starts to leave during the Lord's Prayer, and I know every single role of everybody in my theater, and I started to fear this. I started to fear that this brother started to speak in a crying voice, and I kind of like this guy because he's someone who says some sort of stories, and I liked stories. Church, who liked stories in theater? Raise your hands. Isn't that great? Life stories, testimonies. Weren't they great? Sometimes it even touch your soul. Oh, brother, thank you. Please, can you come up with something else? You have such a great role. I like your role. And for them, it's much more comforting to sit in this and then to go outside into freedom, because here roles have been written out, and over there you have to start freely, think for yourself. Now you have to pray and fast. Now you don't have to pretend to be anybody before anyone, and you don't need to show off that you're so taking the communion in such a blessed way, so not a single crumb falls off the plate. And if it falls on the floor, then I'm falling down and vacuuming up that crumb. Because this is God. You are playing a game. When you go back home, you scream at your wife, "Why don't you leave, you fatso?" I'm talking about wife here. "Why don't you leave, all of you?" Daddy said, "Where's the key? Where's the key?" "I don't know, Daddy. I don't know where it is." "Children, I said to pray." "Okay, Daddy." I grew up in this theater. I hate this theater. Oh, wow. You're so aggressive. Sorry. I was sick of that role. Does anybody understand me? I feel so good right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And maybe through this sermon, someone will see his role in this horrible theater and say, "Lord, how long is this going to last?" Listen here. Maybe it might be a very beautiful theater. They'll say, "Well, leave that theater. Come into our theater. Our theater. We have a praise and worship team that sings. We don't sing out of old hymns. It's old. Now we sing new songs. Listen, it's just new songs in the same theater." And you have no destiny or your call. So where do we search for that? Have you ever talked to your daddy without a middleman? You don't need a pastor, a prophet. Why don't you go to your father for sing just once in your life? Lock yourself up in your room and say, "Father, who am I? Can you help me be delivered from this horrible fear, from these roles, from this hideous role that I cannot stand anymore?" There are truthful people, I tell you. Sometimes they come and say, "Lord, how long is this going to last? I know everything in this theater, totally. I know, who listens to what radio, who likes which, cigarettes. I know it all. I know in casino, this woman always sits in that corner on this machine, and she constantly prays for it because she thinks that the glory of God is in it. You hear me? Other person goes, for instance, goes into the bar. He doesn't drink. He kind of drinks occasionally. So in case a non-believer comes, he can speak to him about Christ. That's theater roles. When God fills you up, you're like an apostle. You get up, and by accident, you convert 3,000 people. You don't need to play this hideous theater. This is the role of the devil. So you go, and the devil says, "Listen, you're smart, right? You're smart. I will give you a great role. I will give you a role of a smart player." You will be a businessman, you know, prestige. You'll have this trucking business, and you will give money to the church. Have you ever checked that church where you're sowing into? There's many different, you know, places. Hallelujah. Remember David? I'm serious. When I always start to say some sort of message, David always comes for a visit. He's a very unique person, and again, he got me. There's many different things. David, he's just unique. Daddy, thank you for David. I'm going to hug him in heaven. He's that good. He's so awesome. Seriously, I love David. He's a real guy. You know, the way he is, a real man. That's it. He wasn't hiding like Saul. Can you praise me throughout the people so they could, you know, think nicely about me? Why don't you come out there and say, Saul is doing good? That's role theater. And here, David comes along. Who's David?
Saul.
In our huge theater, he doesn't play by our rules. He has to be stinky shepherd. Amen? And here he is taken, and they anointed him. And then they said that you are the next king of Israel. And you know what happened? What happened, the most horrible thing, when he came into the battlefield to his brothers and tried to come out, leave that role, the brothers and the Saul, they all had their share of words to say for him and tried to place him in his place in that particular theater. Amen. I don't understand. What are you thinking? What are you doing? Let's read this story. I have a couple of minutes. Oh, I love this story. 1 Samuel 17:27. Right now, a play is happening. When I will read this story, imagine it as a play, a theater. And one young boy, he screwed the whole thing up. It was so good. 40 days. People, you know, they were calling us names and calling us names. Calling names. And some young man comes. You know, he had a different... His role was to bring cheese to his brother. He brought cheese. Find out, how are you guys doing? You're good? Of course they're good. For 40 days they've been eating, not fighting. Of course they're all good. They've gotten fat in 40 days too. Because there was no fighting. Because in our theater, the act means Goliath has to come out. What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to swear and call us bad names. And everything that the, you know, earth and God and everything. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Action. So sit down, eat the cheese. It's all good. Theater.
On the air.
Is on the air. Enjoy, brothers. Sit down on the grass, and we'll find out what's going to happen. 17:28, 1 Samuel. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard what he said to the men. And Eliab angered and was kindled against David. Why? Because according to the play, no one's supposed to speak to anybody. In this act, we're not speaking. It has to just flow. Go with the flow. It's all good. And he said, why did you come here? With whom have you left those few ships in the wilders? I know you're presumptuous. And they all know. Have you noticed that everybody in the theater, they all know who you are? We know you. Yesterday, we were drinking with you. We were hanging out yesterday. Yesterday, you were spitting upon the Shapovalov in sneakers. And now what? Oh, you're hooked on him now. We knew it. Yesterday, we were. And look. I know your presumption and evilness of heart. For you came down that you might see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Was it not harmless question? And David turned away from Eliab and said, and he asked the same question. And again, the men gave him the same answer. When David's words were heard, they were repeated to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of the Philistine. Your servant will go out and fight with him. And Saul said to David, and he looked upon the play in this act, there's no David. What? It is written that Goliath speaks bad words and we're eating cheese, you know. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go fight against. Why? Because in the play it is not written. David, you're not even there. You're not in the play. You're not in the play. Who are you? Why are you even here? You're in the way of our lives. We will never accept you. Thank you. You know, by doing that, you're confirming that I'm not like you. So good. Of course you will not accept me into your theater. Of course my single face will irritate you in that theater. Of course you will boycott my, you know, visiting into the countries or into different cities. Don't go there. And I always say, thank you for advertisement, brothers. Again, you know, just say for them not to come, because then they will come. Where not to go? Not to go to Shapovalov? Okay, where's the conference? Where? Give me the address where not to go. The devil is so dumb. He's so dumb. He just did not make up any roles for those that have had an exodus, that left the theater. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go fight against the Philistine. You are only an adolescent, and he has been a warrior from his youth. And your role is just to, you know, be a shepherd, play music, and he's a warrior from his youth. He's a warrior. According to the play, you are a nobody, and he is awesome. You understand that? According to the play, you are nobody. David, sorry, but you do not fit this role. I understand. I would understand if you were a little older, a little taller, you know, slightly smaller than Goliath. But David, please, look at yourself. You're so small. You're a young boy. According to the play, you do not match. He's an awesome guy. I understand that he's a warrior. We give him an opportunity to swear because it's like that. Don't think that we are upset with Goliath. We forgive Goliath. We forgive him. He swears and we say, we cover you with forgiveness. And brother says, and they sit there and they say, we do not accept the spirit of and curses. Goliath, what? I don't accept this. You know what? Come closer and tell me this to my face, Goliath says. And they say, no, we accept this from, you know, from afar. We just bless you from afar. We eat the cheese and watch this guy swear. Look. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go fight against the Philistine. You're only an adolescent. And he has been a warrior from his youth. And David said to Saul, David is trying to explain, your servant has kept his father's sheep. You know, he says, I know. And when there came a lion, I don't know this, or again a bear, and took the lamb out of the flock, I went out after it. You know, what is that? According to the play, you do not chase bears. Have you ever seen a bear coming to attack? And the guy turns around and says, look, meat. I've seen one video. I did not even know that men with rifles can climb a tree that fast. I see this video. Wow, he's up a tree. I'm thinking, Lord, will he be able to get down? This is the play and reaction, normal reaction for a bear. I mean, if you see a bear, no one chases bears. David, you're crazy. And he says, bear, give me this role. He said, what if I will steal your sheep? Because bear never encountered David, and David says, what if I'll rip your jaw apart? You understand, right? People are dangerous if they're not playing that theater. They say, you're nobody, you're a pawn. Shut your mouth. Shut up in your Seattle, or we will shut you up. And we say, we'll not stay quiet. We ripped lions and bears apart. And we'll talk to Goliath also. Amen? It's all good. I love this story. David, thank you. Million of messages, and David is everywhere. I'm sure that he will come for a visit with this particular story. Again, I know David. And it's always interesting. Amen? It's always in a different light. Same scripture, but so many different revelations. How many revelations God has. Look. I went out after it, and Saul was like, wow, it is not written. It never happened before. Smote it and delivered the lamb out of his mouth. And then, made a good deal. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard and smote it and killed it. Lion, your servant killed both the lion and the bear. You know, it happened so often. He doesn't even mention any smaller animals. Understand, I killed the lion and the bear, it's all good. Saul, relax. Is there enough cheese? Yeah? Well, then I'll go quickly 1, 2, 3 times and that's it. And you're victorious. And your theater is flourishing. That's not how it happened. David came out of his role, made, chaos. And now everybody in the theater says, it's 1,000 for Saul and for David, for the small teenager, tens of thousands. We have to get rid of him. Shut the lights off. Turn off the TV. Take him off the internet. Why? Because there's tens of thousands. We can't do that. That's not according to the play. That's not how we play. Kill both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them. For he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. Good. So yeah, he put him, he penciled him into the play. Okay, good. Okay. The Lord is with you. And then Saul said, for me, I have great out fit for you, a costume. You know, in theater, everybody has a costume. It's supposed to be all good. And so he put all this metal upon him. And you know why people are called, they wear metal. Not because they wear metal. It's just how much metal they have upon them. So, you have a lot of metal. Then Saul called David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David girded the sword over his armor, and then he tried to go, but he could not, for he was not used to it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I'm not used to them. And David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's lunch bag, in his pouch. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And we know the story, beloved. We don't need to read the whole story. You know that this person left theater, destroyed this whole role, broke all the plans that they had. And the interesting thing is, he took up his position, amen? And later I thought,
many years ago I had a thought, what if? What if I leave the role ones of people made up for me, and I would want reformation? Or reform my generation. What if? You're saying, what do you think of so highly of yourself? Things are still not happening as I see them, but they're coming. We're not playing a role assigned by the devil. I'm going to do what God tells me. God said that I am victorious. He said that he's around me, around my... And he said that 10,000 will fall at your side. You are victorious. Everything that you do, I will be with you and I will give you success. This is what I think about myself. I don't... How do you know? How do you find out whether you play theater? If you are at peace with everyone, if everyone recognizes you, and if you're not, if you don't have peace, then you're really looking for peace. Trying to make peace with everyone so that people like you. But deep on the inside of your heart, you are not happy. And thirdly, you feel like something's drawing you. You're not quite sure where to yet, but you're tired of the fake game. You feel something in your spirit, something that God sees for you. You see something grand, something different, something different than what your boss told you, your mother, your father. You see something that no one else sees. Ask God to give you an understanding of really who you are. Yeah, even when you do want to leave the theater, the whole hell will come against you. Just like everyone that left the theater, they had the whole hell come against them. But I enjoy my life every day, and I will never trade my life for anything because I enjoy my destiny. And I pray to God that you would understand me. And I will end with these words. What if you will finish your role in the theater that you hate? And what if you will enter into your destiny with God? Give God glory. Let us arise. Close your eyes. And ask the Holy Spirit now to show you where you are still playing that role. Let Him cause you to be unsatisfied, even in those places where you still might be hiding from God or keeping the doors closed.
And
people playing a role, they're so took upon the image of that role that they became that actual role, that actual person. So I ask the Father and the Holy Spirit now to destroy this theater. Father, I pray not about my church now, not about those that are around in this place now. Let's pray for other churches around. If you knew what's going around, you know, we are having an awesome time here. We're having a good time here. We're satisfied here. Most of us here that are around me here, you are free people. You have your own destiny. If you would just know how many people, the Russian-speaking people, same people that's supposed to belong to the Lord, they belong to the theater, and they know that it's a theater, but they have no free will. Let's pray about these people. Father, I pray for all those that see me now, hear me, and Lord, I know that you give me this word not so much for our people, but for those that are out there, those that don't have any other food but this, for those that really need to be and need help now, those that are with us now, those that hear and see us. I pray for those. My dream was always to help those that couldn't help themselves, and I believe the Holy Spirit that you will raise up a generation of champions all over this world. Our nation will arise. Our generation will arise. We will see your glory on this earth. Not just here at our local church. Yeah, we have miracles and healings, and we walk in the glory every day. Every day we enjoy our freedom. But I pray for those that can't be here physically. Those that are in some certain city, and they might not even be able to leave that theater, but I pray for those that you would give them freedom, that you would raise them up. Raise up those people, God. I hate religion and the devil and everything that he offers your children, Lord. Let the Reformation come. Let the Reformation come. Let the Reformation come. Restoration. Rebirthing within your church. You said that you will arise, that you will raise up your church. And we will see that mighty church. Not just here in Seattle, in Portland. We will see that church all over the world. Church is not a building. Church is souls. It's people.
Которые бросят свои Господь мой, гнусные, грязные роли.
Raise up those people that are still stuck in those theaters, Lord. I believe that you will raise them up. I believe that you're raising them even now. We decree freedom. Decree freedom. And those that are listening and watching, decree freedom. Decree freedom. In Jesus' name, freedom into the Spirit. We don't just want to take care of ourselves, but we want to stand in the gap for our generation. We are standing in the gap for our generation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Thank you, Jesus.